You are listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here's the latest news from the world of Indian and international business brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Let's begin with the market. Jupiter Lifeline Hospital's IPO opened for public subscription on Wednesday, 6 September, and will close on Friday, 8 September. The bidding for anchor investors concluded on Tuesday, wherein the company collected ₹260.72 crores. The price band for its public issue at ₹695 to ₹735 per equity share of face value ₹10 each. At the upper end of the price band, the company's promoters and shareholders seek to raise ₹869.08 crores from the IPO. Ahead of the public issue, Jupiter Lifeline Hospital shares GMP rose to ₹218 per equity share, 30% over the upper end of the share price on offer. The IPO comprises a fresh issue of equity shares worth ₹542 crores. In some more market news, shares of sugar stocks gained up to 10% domestically as the world's biggest trader projected that the low rainfall will result in a year with sugar shortages. Swiss firm Avli noted that as a result of bad crops in India, the second largest sugar producing country, there will be a sugar deficit for the sixth straight year. Global markets will face a 5.4 million metric ton deficit of the sweetener in the coming season, an intelligence lead said to Bloomberg. As a result, sugar stocks in India gained sharply. Sri Renuka led the pack with an impressive surge of 8.3%. On to economy, Reserve Bank Governor Shaktikanta Das has said that the central bank is firmly focused on bringing down inflation to 4%, adding that monetary policy must be forward-looking. He stated that taking a policy approach that only looks at the past can lead to problems, while using the analogy of driving a car on a road with potential hazards to illustrate his points. Shaktikanta Das said that the driver must be able to see ahead and adjust the speed of the car accordingly, and if the driver reacts too late to a speed bump, they could cause an accident. The governor said the RBI remains prepared to undertake policy responses to deal with supply shocks, which have become more frequent with profound implications. Meanwhile, negotiating trade pacts with certain G20 countries and diversifying exports to regions like Brazil and Mexico could help India boost outbound shipments and manufacturing in the years to come, Chairman CII National Committee on EXIM Sanjay Budhia said on Wednesday. He said that tapping into opportunities in G20 countries is crucial for India's economic growth and global influence. India should diversify its export markets within the G20 countries, Budhia, who is also Managing Director of Patton Group, said. He added that while traditional partners like the United States and the European Union remain important, exploring emerging markets within the G20 such as Brazil, South Africa, Indonesia and Mexico can open up new avenues for Indian goods and services. Over to banking, the Reserve Bank of India may ask lenders to continue maintaining additional cash reserves for two more fortnights, with some tweaks to the proportion, as it seeks to keep liquidity tight amid high inflation, at least six senior Treasury officials told Reuters. The incremental cash reserve ratio could be reduced to 5% to 8% in a phased manner from the current 10%, four of the officials said, on condition of anonymity, as they are not authorized to speak to the media. In August, the RBI asked banks to hold an ICRR of 10% on the increase in deposits between May 19th and July 28th, withdrawing over 1 trillion rupees, $12.04 billion in liquidity. The decision is due for review by Friday. Moving on, cryptocurrency exchange Coinbase Global is launching a digital asset lending platform aimed at large institutional investors, a company spokesperson told Reuters on Tuesday. Coinbase has raised $57 million for its new crypto lending platform, a regulatory filing showed. The crypto industry, which is reeling from several high-profile failures, got a boost last week after a three-judge panel ruled that the Securities and Exchange Commission was wrong in rejecting Grayscale's proposed Bitcoin ETF without explaining its reasoning. Coinbase last month had secured approval to offer cryptocurrency features to U.S. retail customers, scoring a major regulatory win. Lastly, let's see how the share markets perform today. Indian benchmark indices continued their winning streak and ended the trading day in the green territory, pairing the corrections accrued during the intraday. The NSE Nifty 50 gained 0.18% to settle at 19,611.05, while the BSE Sensex added 100.26 to 65,880.52. Nifty Next 50 and Nifty Midcap 50 led the gains among the broader indices. The volatility index tumbled by as much as 1.27%. Nifty Bank shed as much as 123.05 points to 44,409.10. FMCG and pharma were the top gainers among the sectoral indices with gains of 1% and 0.90% respectively, while the Nifty Realty, PSU Bank and metal sectors faced sharp corrections. You were listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.